and U.S. trade and development agencies have launched an Africa trade desk to help boost more trade between the U.S. and African suppliers, importers and exporters. Now, the platform is set to catalyze an increase in trade, aiming to facilitate $300 million. That's about 6 billion rand in export sales from Africa within the next year and a half. Our 702 business correspondent, you know him from The Breakfast Show, Mateo Juaripe, is at the Atlanta Pambili Conference in Atlanta, and he joins us now for more details. Nice to chat to you, Mateo. It seems a lot of money will still continue exchanging hands, I suppose, between the U.S. and especially South Africa, despite discussions in Congress to review the bilateral relationship between the two countries. Tell us more.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning from Atlanta. Look, it's been quite an interesting conversation that's been had at the Atlanta Pambili Conference. And this is because, of course, it comes at a time where South Africa and the U.S. relations have really, really been tough to come by because of those geopolitical concerns that have come through from the Russia-Ukraine war. Firstly, we saw last year South Africa taking sides with Russia and the U.S. not too pleased with that, but also the U.S. of late as well supporting Israel. So the two countries have been trying to find each other politically, but as that happens, money has been exchanging hands between the two, and it seems more will be exchanging hands through trade and development. An agency called Prosper Africa will take lead in the Africa Trade Desk that was launched yesterday. Prosper Africa, it's called, it's the U.S. government's flagship national security initiative that's aimed at strengthening the strategic and economic partnerships between the U.S. and the rest of Africa. Now, so apart from providing funding, this particular Africa Desk will also make sure that new entrants in the import and export market will be helped with trade compliance. The countries of origin will be helped with improving trade infrastructure and the different challenges they may have. In South Africa's case, it would be the port and rail inefficiencies. So Prosper Africa really provides market insights to businesses both in the U.S. and Africa, basically acting as a matchmaker between the two as to who can trade with who. So, for instance, if there is a second supplier that makes salt that is made from South Africa, or any spice that's a braai spice, for instance, that the U.S. market can enjoy, then the two will be matched up and that development trade deal will be set. So the Africa Trade Desk promises to simplify the business process with Africa, providing access to a network of over 20,000 U.S. retail outlets. I spoke to British A. Robinson, the coordinator for
Prosper Africa.
And she says the private sector in the U.S. is driving demand for trade and investment.
Well, Africa has the largest GDP, probably one of the strongest economies on the continent. I'll bet there are other economies growing at fairly fast rates. Yeah. We know most countries were looking at anywhere between a 3 to 10% year-over-year increase in GDP across many countries in Africa. South Africa sometimes is called the gateway to Africa. But all of these countries where we're seeing robust, we're really led by the private sector. And the private sector tells us where they would like to invest. And the countries that they highlight typically are South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana. Those are typically Morocco, are the countries that pop to the highest level in various negotiations with key investors, whether they be individual investors or institutional investors. So we lead with where the capital markets are going, where people want to put their dollars. Sure. South Africa is one of those countries. Okay. That we see U.S. private sector interested in investing in, either on the trade side or the investment side. Right. So for us, that's why South Africa.
Gosh, it's good to see that money is still exchanging hands after all these trade agreements came under a little bit of threat. That's Mateo Juaripe, live from Atlanta. He's at the Atlanta Pambili Conference.